Just one quick halakha. Everybody now is in the frame of mind of buying their lulav and etrog. One has to keep in mind that this year is an exceptional year, being that it is Motzei Shemitah. When it comes to buying your lulav, you do not have to be concerned if it came from Eretz Yisrael using Shemitah items, because there's no law of Shemitah when it comes to the actual lulav itself, or even when it comes to the aravot and even the hadasim. Now, the issue we're going to have is the fruit, which is the etrog. So one way to get around all Shemitah issues is just to buy a Moroccan etrog, or an etrog from somewhere else, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have the issues that you have to deal with the Shemitah. However, it is permissible to buy an etrog from Eretz Yisrael so long as it has the proper hechsher. You have to be excellent and very careful. You're looking for that it was brought here to be sold under the auspices of what's called Otzar Bet Din. So long as it is under the auspices of what's called Otzar Bet Din, that means the Bet Din Israel made sure that these etrogim that came from the fields that were being fulfilled in Mitzvah Shemitah, they're put in a special warehouse, so to speak, and they're in charge of dispensing it to the people that need it, so on and so forth. So then it would be permissible. So again, if you want to buy an etrog from Eretz Yisrael this year, you have to ask the clerk that does this have the hechsher of the Otzar Bet Din. That would be also the Bet Din Tzedek of Yerushalayim as well. It has to have a kosher, more, not only to make sure that it's not grafted, we're talking about something else this year. You have to make sure that everything according to the laws of the Shemitah, without getting into too many details, was fulfilled. But once all the laws were fulfilled, there's no problem. Some say on the contrary, it's a mitzvah to use an etrog that the all the mitzvot of Shemitah were used or were fulfilled in it. But so long as it is indeed kasher. Okay.